Always good to talk about giving during a Pledge Drive week. Our story today, Godly Giving by Melanie Schurer. How many people do you know who truly give just for the sake of giving, because they know it's the good and right thing to do? How many folks do you know who offer their services, time, and emotions simply because they have a real heart to help a fellow man? I wish I could say I knew many such people, but reality is few individuals I know give out of a cheerful and loving heart, expecting nothing from man or God in return. Even in my own life, while my heart may be acting in love, a small, subtle part of me sometimes hopes that God will offer me something in return, such as a prayer answered. Unfortunately, God does not work this way. When a prayer is answered or a blessing bestowed, our Creator does not issue it as some sort of reward system or trophy for a job well done. No, my friends, God is above such juvenile behavior. When the Lord gives, He gives because it is good and right to do so. Next time you're moved to reach out and give to someone, whether it be volunteering some time to help feed the homeless, work with cancer patients, or offer a supportive shoulder to a friend in need, do so expecting nothing in return. The simple yet profound joy of knowing you did the right thing because it was the godly thing to do and not because you'd receive earthly recognition will be all the reward you'll need. God knows not only our every word and deed, but He knows our true motives behind our actions. Show God what's in your heart today. Matthew 6, 3 and 4, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.